Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Invention Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. Today we celebrate the heroism of the firefighters of Buckinghamshire Fire and Rescue Service and of Mr. Mark Greenhalgh. Let's begin with the brave deeds of the Buckinghamshire Fire and Rescue Service, which protects the districts of Aylesbury Vale, Chiltern, South Bucks, Wickham and Milton Keynes in Buckinghamshire County, England. The region has a population of approximately 720,000, and the service has 550 members who fight fires, aid victims of natural disasters and traffic accidents and clean up chemical spills. Each year, the service receives around 20,000 calls for assistance, half of which are emergencies. Animal rescues are also becoming more and more common for the service, and John Bull, manager of High Wycombe Fire Station, gives more details about these operations.
When we get called out by the RSPCA to assist them, we'll also get called out by members of the public. Pets may be in difficulty. I can't give you any figures on how often it happens, but it is becoming a regular feature of our duties now to assist in rescuing animals.
When saving animals, the Buckinghamshire Fire and Rescue Service works closely with professionals from other disciplines.
We always have a vet on scene. We ask for a vet as soon as we turn out. If the RSPCA are there, they have specialist training as well. So we're always looking for somebody else to give us a bit of advice. But we will do the hard work of trying to get them out.
A recent rescue involved a cat and her kittens trapped in a burning building.
You were part of the team that rescued the cats. When did you become aware that there were animals in the building?
It became known to us from a neighbour that there were kittens in the property soon after our arrival, and that information was then passed on to the officer in charge of the incident, and he alerted the teams that had already entered the building. There was quite a bit of smoke in there, and obviously the concern was for the welfare of the kittens at the time. As regards to finding the kittens in there, they did come out fairly quickly.
So what conditions were the little kittens in by the time they got out of the building?
Because it was a mother cat there. That was in a fairly good condition. And the kittens, unfortunately, one of them had passed away. Six of them were sort of not in a good state. But after administering oxygen, they seemed to come round okay.
It must be a good feeling when you see the animals.
Yes, yeah, certainly is.
In recognition of the firefighters' courageous life-saving actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai honoured the Buckinghamshire Fire and Rescue Service with the prestigious Shining World Hero Award. The following is an excerpt from a loving letter she sent the service.
This award is presented in recognition of your crew's outstanding courage to risk their lives in order to save human and animal alike, creating an exemplary beacon of goodness for our world, that no life is too small to save, no deed is too big to perform. The heartwarming story of the firefighters' selfless heroic rescue and care of cats inside a burning smoke-filled house brings such joy and gladness to many around the world. All beings are God's creations. Thus a truly noble and rich society is one that has a compassionate culture demanding high standards of animal welfare. Recognizing that all life is equally important, you ensure the safety of all under heaven's grace. For excellent leadership in serving all beings, for ceaseless caring and life-saving efforts devoted to protecting the public, and for being dedicated and noble role models, we hereby applaud and celebrate the noble deeds of the valiant and courageous crew of the Buckinghamshire Fire and Rescue Service. With great honour, love and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
When we return, we'll celebrate our next Shining World hero, Mr. Mark Greenhalgh of England, who saved his canine companion from freezing waters. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Yeah, he's just like a normal dog, any other dog. Loves you. Wants loads of treats and likes loads of walks, everything else. Just a really nice dog.
Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, and today's Shining World Hero Award presentation to Mr. Mark Greenhalgh. Mr. Greenhalgh is a bricklayer from Langley, England, who saved the life of his canine companion Jarvis. Let's first learn more about Jarvis, a black cocker spaniel.
So he's a rescue dog?
Yeah, he's a rescue dog, yeah.
They rescued him twice as such?
Twice, yeah. Yeah, let's hope he's not a third time.
Would you recommend people to rescue dogs? Would you say it's better than to buy them from...
Yeah, definitely, yeah. There's thousands and thousands of dogs that need a loving home, and there's nothing wrong with them. And there's no need to spend a lot of money on a dog that you can just get from your local shelter and find a dog that does suit you, and there's plenty of dogs in the shelters. So, yeah, it's a much better idea than going out and buying one.
Mr. Greenhalgh now describes the fateful day when he risked his life for Jarvis.
We was just walking around the local lakes with a couple of dogs, me and my brother, my wife. And he was just off the lead like he normally is. He went towards the water, straight into the unfrozen part in the middle. And then realised he was struggling to get out. He had just both paws on top of the ice trying to get out, but he just couldn't get out. So after a few minutes, we decided, me and my brother, that I'd end up going in, trying to get him.
So you went into the icy water?
Yeah.
Was it ice?
Yeah, it was ice. I had to break the ice to get to him. It wouldn't take me weight in there. And I tried to just keep breaking it as I was going with my arms and legs and just break it the best I could to get to him. I just thought I'd be going, get him, pull him out.
After learning about the selfless act of love Mr. Greenhalgh performed for his friend in sub-zero temperatures, Supreme Master Ching Hai honoured him with the Shining World Hero Award. The following is an excerpt from Supreme Master Ching Hai's letter of appreciation to Mr. Greenhalgh.
Dear Mr. Greenhalgh, it is with much pleasure and gratitude that we present to you the Shining World Hero Award. This award is presented in recognition of your extraordinary heroism
respect and love for God's precious creations, our co-inhabitants, and for your inspiration and example of love in action, which helps humankind appreciate the value of animals, making our world better. Your attentiveness and loving care towards your canine companion saved his life. When Jarvis, your two-year-old black cocker spaniel, fell into a partially frozen lake in Owl Crichton Woods, Middleton, while playfully chasing ducks, you immediately noticed and tried to signal him ashore. Jarvis struggled in the icy water. Fearing for his safety, without thought for your own, you went to his aid, risking your own life to save his. The ice gave away, breaking under you, yet wading in the freezing water up to your neck and thereby risking hypothermia, you did not give up. Determined to save your loyal friend, you battled the sub-zero water to reach Jarvis and, through the power of love, brought the exhausted dog to safety. Jarvis would not have made it without your loving help. Your altruistic deed has earned you the Hero to Animals Award from PETA and will certainly serve as an encouragement for others to follow. Our heartfelt congratulations to you. May your family enjoy many more years of companionship with Jarvis, the lucky black cocker spaniel. For outstanding compassion and willingness to endure hardship for animals, for your exemplary model of bravery, and for being a dog's best friend, we hereby applaud and celebrate the heroic deeds of Mr. Mark Greenhalgh, caregiver and an angel's loving heart, with great honour, love and blessings, the Supreme Master Qinghai.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Greenhalgh also received £1,000 from Supreme Master Qinghai to help care for Jarvis.
Right, thank you very much. I'd like to thank Supreme Master Qinghai for the money, the award, and the information they've supplied on what goes on in the world.
Supreme Master Qinghai personally sent a reply as follows.
Dear love, you and yours deserve more. This is just a token of gratitude for all the joy you brought to multiple animals and humans. Heaven loves you. Qinghai.
Mark, also from Supreme Master Qinghai for Jarvis, we have some veggie doggy foods here.
Thank you very much.
Veggie power bones for Jarvis. We love these.
Thank you.
We congratulate the members of the Buckinghamshire Fire and Rescue Service and Mr. Mark Greenhalgh for their courageous acts of love and for receiving the Shining World Hero Award. May your uplifting stories inspire others to selflessly serve our animal and human friends. For more details on the Buckinghamshire Fire and Rescue Service, please visit www.bucksfire.gov.uk/bucksfire. It was our pleasure having you with us for today's Shining World Hero Award show on Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May the spirit of helping others lead us toward a more compassionate world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.